B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The mayor of Anchorage.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday, admitted to an inappropriate messaging relationship with a local TV news anchor who lodged bizarre and unsubstantiated allegations against him. So Mayor Ethan Berkowitz said, "I apologize to the people of Anchorage for a major lapse in judgment I made several years ago when I had a consensual, inappropriate messaging relationship with reporter Maria Athens." And Athens is an anchor of the local Fox and ABC affiliate news station. She had posted a video to her professional Facebook page last Friday alleging that Berkowitz, the mayor of Anchorage, had posted an illicit photo of himself to an underage girl's website. The anchor claimed the accusations were coming from reliable sources and said that the story would be airing later that night. An investigation by Anchorage police and the FBI into the allegations.
Right.
Found no criminal conduct by the mayor at all.
Right.
So, you know, obviously the police are going to go, what's going on? So Berkowitz blasted the initial claims as slanderous and categorically false in a statement. Later that day, Athens posted to her Facebook page a nude image purporting to be Berkowitz, the mayor, along with the mayor's initial statement. The anchor was also arrested at work later that day for punching the station manager, whom she was also romantically involved with.
Yeah.
And Athens acted out at her Saturday arraignment, the newspaper reported as well, interrupting the court with frequent outbursts. And apparently she said, "I have pancreatitis."
Well, there you go. All right. I mean, that makes people accuse other people of pedophilia.
And she also said she needed to get back to work by Monday. It's unclear if Athens is still employed by the news station. She was charged with misdemeanor assault, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct for her alleged fight at the news station. So,
thanks for joining us tonight on the news.
I guess she was, I don't know. She had something.
She's an attractive woman, obviously.
She is.
So they were drawn to her. But there you go.
But I'm saying, why? If they had what he said was a consensual,
right,
inappropriate messaging relationship, why all of a sudden is she wanting to kind of frame this guy? So I don't know.
Either to forward maybe her journalistic career or because she felt he did him wrong.
Who knows?
And it's going to take a while to get to the bottom of that one.
It's a big step. All right. Most 11-year-old boys try to miss the bus, but this guy stole one. Baton Rouge, Louisiana police say that the boy stole a school bus and led several vehicles on a 45-minute chase. The child was so short, he couldn't reach the gas pedal without standing up while he was driving.
So are most buses now automatic transmissions?
Okay. I believe so, yeah. Police say the Sunday morning chase ended when the bus ran off the street and smashed into a tree. The boy wasn't hurt, but the driver of one of the vehicles he hit had a minor injury.
Jeez.
The bus was taken from a parking lot of the Progress Head Start Center in Baton Rouge. Police said that they don't know how the boy got the keys, and he faces several charges, including vehicle theft.
Dude, he was cruising in that bus, too.
I didn't see the video. Was he going fast?
Yeah, and there's about 80 cops behind him. There's somebody with phone footage from their car as the bus goes cruising by.
Wow.
And I'll go back on this, Preston. But here comes the bus down the road, and then you'll see the bus, and then you'll see a lot of cops after him.
Yeah, he's lucky. He's moving. Wow, he's lucky he didn't kill somebody or himself. Wow.
Don't you think it'd be better to have to keep them as standard transmissions? That way you're probably going to get a better quality of driver.
No one can steal them.
Yeah.
Carmen and Travis Long of Riverside, California, have a Pirates of the Caribbean-themed Halloween display in front of their home. And it contains fake flames, which are freaking people out.
They're pretty amazing.
Firefighters who responded to the home were so impressed with the faux blaze that they high-fived one of the residents and told them, great job. Now hundreds visit the house nightly for fun, and the family has started letting the firefighters know when they turn on their fake fire.
Did you guys see it?
I saw it. It's in their windows, right?
Right. Yeah,
it looks really cool.
It's really well done.
So I guess they use their blinds or something like that.
Right, right.
It's really cool looking. So, three men were conducting a photo shoot on the St. Lucie River along Florida's Atlantic coast on Saturday when they fell into the water and the boat kept going. It was driving around unmanned and out of control. I guess they didn't have like a dead man switch on it. The boat circled the men numerous times, forcing them to dive underwater to avoid being run over.
Yeah.
The boat then straightened out, hit a concrete block, went airborne, and hit a second dock before coming to a stop. Sheriff's office wrote about the incident in a Facebook post, noting that the men were able to swim to a nearby sailboat. One of the men suffered a minor injury. The investigation has been turned over to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Wow, that would be terrifying.
Yes, man. Of course. Yep.
Your own boat kills you.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
This guy was okay. That's why this is funny.
Okay. Have to preface that.
A Staten Island man fell headfirst into his koi pond and got stuck there for a half hour.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday afternoon, while trying to clean out the front yard fish habitat, Natal Pizzolo, who is 85, and his wife, Joan, said that he floundered and fell into a drainage ditch at the bottom of the pond.
The fish were biting my nose.
He said, I was just doing some maintenance to the koi pond when I fell inside the hole. He had drained it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
When first responders arrived at the house, they could see his feet sticking straight up in the air. According to an FDNY spokesperson. And he said, this isn't something that you see every day. The proverbial fish out of water said that he was stuck for nearly 30 minutes inside a small rock pond before he managed to call out and get the attention of Joan, who was inside the house at the time. She said, I heard a faint scream from outside.
Leave me alone.
She said she realized she hadn't seen her husband in a while.
I don't love you.
She rushed out to find Natalie trapped shoulder deep in the drain and dialed 911.
Are koi ponds routinely deep?
It depends. Like, I had a pond that could have housed koi at our old house, and it was only 2.5 feet deep, right? Something like that. Yeah. Okay. Firefighters were apparently very concerned about the possibility of him being partially submerged in water. He managed to drain the pond before falling in, and firefighters were able to pull him to safety. Members of Engine 160 arrived on the rescue real quick, Jones said. The pond itself is shallow and lined with rocks and, decorative frog and turtle statues. The drainage ditch at its bottom is about 8 feet deep.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. 8 foot deep koi pond?
That's as deep as my swimming pool.
Yes.
That's pretty wild. So the drainage ditch is 8 feet deep. I don't know if it means the pond is as well.
He also keeps sharks in there.
He declined a trip to the hospital and said he suffered some bruises on his arms, which were bandaged up. An Idaho college student may have set a Guinness World Record when he traversed 100 meters of slip and slide in 10.4 seconds.
Wow.
Jeff Roper, a mechanical engineer from mechanical engineering major
at
Brigham University.
You said 100 meters?
Yeah. Used dirt trenches, painter's tarps, and a garden hose.
Man.
To create the long slip and slide course near his grandparents' home. Now, it was headed down an incline.
Casey's brow is furrowed. Are you thinking this is something you want to take on?
Well, this is something I wanted to do like a couple of years
ago. We were
ago,
talking
man.
About trying our own thing.
Yeah, because they were supposed to have the largest slip and slide in the city.
Yeah,
and
that fell through.
And then that fell through.
I'm like, insurance.
Okay. Yeah.
I love slip and slides.
Witnesses, including the sheriff's office deputies, were on hand to watch as Roper reached a top speed of 32 miles an hour.
Whoa.
While sliding across the tarps.
Imagine sliding across the surface of something at 30 miles an hour.
You should see him at the end when he hits. Yeah. It's pretty funny. It's, dude, yeah, he hits pretty hard.
That's like Action Park stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Roper traversed 100 meters or 328 feet in 10.4 seconds. The student said he submitted evidence from the attempt to Guinness World Records and expects to hear by late January whether his feat was accepted or not.
It should be.
Do you think they soaped it down or was it just water?
Soap would probably be a main element,
that's
right?
That's a good question.
Because a lot of times soap is a key element when you just have a regular backyard slip and slide.
Yep.
They suggest you put some dish soap on it.
Yep, you are correct. I think we could get Casey to break some kind of world record.
Yeah.
We need to
absolutely.
Do that at some point.
But how about longest free fall without a cushion?
I like that. Yeah.
You can do it. As two deputies responding to a pedestrian versus vehicle crash, The sheriff's office said that they ran over the same pedestrian who was already dead.
Oh, my God.
The incident happened around 4 a.m. on Sunday. Officials said a 27-year-old Orlando man walked into Hillsborough Avenue or onto it and was struck by a 41-year-old woman driving east. The woman reported the crash and is cooperating with authorities. As two deputies responded to the crash, both of them hit the same pedestrian still lying in the middle of the road.
At this point, the pedestrian was dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Florida Highway Patrol said the pedestrian had already been killed in the first collision.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he was already dead.
Yeah, yeah.
The two deputies...
You can just tell.
The two deputies, 24 and 25 years old, have been with the department since January and May of 2019, and they will conduct the crash investigation, the department will, on this. The Danish government has ordered mink farms to cull over 1 million animals.
Oh, my God.
Due to reported outbreaks of coronavirus among the species prized for its fur.
A mink can carry coronavirus?
I guess that's the case. The outbreak among the mink population was detected in late June after a COVID-19 patient was linked to a mink farm in North Jutland.
North Jutland.
As of this month, mink on around 60 farms in North Jutland have tested positive for coronavirus. And in addition, 46 farms are under suspicion.
Can't they give them masks?
The Danish Minister of Food, Mogens Jensen, had said... he said, we have continuously launched initiatives to manage and contain the spread of infection. In view of the recent large increase, we must unfortunately state that it has not been sufficient to prevent continued spread of infection among the North Jutland mink herd.
So how big is the herd? Do they give any indication?
It's over 1 million.
Okay, so I wonder what the full size of the herd is.
I don't know.
If there's 50 million.
The order mandates that mink farms within 5 miles of the farm or herd that is confirmed or suspected to be infected with the coronavirus must be culled.
Jesus.
That's
if I were the chinchillas, I'd be nervous.
Yeah. All right, and then one last story. Police say they summoned 45-year-old James Kempf for assault after he allegedly struck another man on Monday afternoon. Now, Kempf was walking by the alleged victim, a 52-year-old man, who Kempf told police barked at him. Exactly. Kempf allegedly walked up to the man and slapped him in the face. Kempf was issued a summons.
Down, boy! Down!
That's an old man.
It's an old man. An old Australian man.
Yep. He's described.
Stop it!
That's an old Australian man in an interview.
Describing a dog.
Dog attack.
Attack. It was, we should see if you have that full audio so we can refresh the audience. Kempf was issued a summons charging him with assault and a $2,000 fine. Misdemeanor is punishable by up to 6 months incarceration and a $1,000 fine. Police did not divulge why the man was barking or why...
I can't believe I actually found it because it's labeled Hansen, crazy dog.
Hansen allegedly responded in the way he did. All right, we have it?
Yeah.
All right, this was it.
Now, yesterday morning, I came out into the front yard and the dogs were across the road. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door.
Oh, my God.
But the funny part is his wife is standing next to him. And when he goes into that, he starts spasming wildly.
And leaning in, and she's looking at him like, yeah, you were an idiot.
Now, yesterday morning, I came out into the front yard, and the dogs were across the road. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door.
That's what that's from.
He could have just said they came at me barking furiously.
No, yeah,
he had to recreate it.
He had to emphasize.
Yeah, might be time to consider a divorce.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That's your Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.